Laramie-based Relative Theatrics is raising money for a new production through the crowdfunding website Indiegogo. Anne Mason is the founder and producer of Relative Theatrics. She says that many people don't realize the hidden costs that figure into a community theater's budget.
There actually is a lot that goes into a production. I was talking to one of my friends a week ago who thought that it was like a $200 budget or something like that. And I thought, well, no, it's actually much more than that. We have performance rights that we pay the publishing house, Dramatist Play Service. So for every performance that we have, there is a royalty fee that goes towards the publishers and towards the playwright. There's costs for marketing things like posters, programs, and then the production costs like the set, the costumes, the props, all of the little odds and ends that put it all together, as well as rental fees for the performance venue.
Where do funds for small theaters like Relative Theatrics and small companies like that, where do those funds usually come from?
Speech and Debate is our fourth production. And so for the three prior to this, I've done various things. For the first performance, I received a grant from Wyoming Arts Council. And then for others, I've done advertising in the program for local businesses. And I've also just done real bare-bone, tight budgeting and relied on the ticket sales and the revenue that comes in from that in order to fund the productions. We also haven't paid the actors in the past or the designers or anything like that. And so it's important to me that these artists get compensation for the countless hours of hard work that they put into this.
You're a Laramie native. What role can community theater play in a place like Laramie?
So I was born and raised in Laramie. I grew up here, and I always enjoyed theater from a very young age. But aside from the university, in order to see some high-quality productions, my family had to drive to Denver. And as I got older, I thought, well, there's a market for that here. There are people here who want to see this, and you know, it's great what the university has to offer. But when I select my season, I feel like I have a more specific style that goes into it. Instead of what is provided for the students at the university, this is more our own mission to bring thought-provoking, dynamic theater to the Laramie community.
Speaking of that thought-provoking kind of theater, what are some challenges of staging newer plays like Speech and Debate?
Well, there is some content. A lot of the plays that I select have mature content, adult themes, language. And so it's definitely not for everyone. However, I feel like these are the stories that really have something to say about our society and culture today, and things that we should be addressing and talking about. Another challenge is that they're smaller. I pick 90-minute full-length one-acts, small casts that don't necessarily get a lot of production acclaim like you would see with Wicked or the big musicals on Broadway. So there are those challenges, but it also, because we are here in Wyoming, the plays that I have picked haven't been produced here before. Everything that I have done, aside from our first production, has been a Wyoming premiere. So that's actually a really great opportunity because the publishers are saying, oh, nothing, this hasn't been brought to your state yet. These are stories that aren't going there, and so we want to get the word out, including little old Wyoming.
Can you tell me a little bit about the show that you're producing right now, Speech and Debate?
Speech and Debate was written in 2006 by the then up-and-coming young playwright Stephen Karam. It then ran off-Broadway for 1 or 2 years, and since then has been produced at regional theaters all over the country. It's slated as a fiercely funny dark comedy with music, which I think is a pretty accurate description. But it's about these three high school misfits. They're all these very quirky characters, and they have their own oddities, and they're sort of cast into the pool of high school outcasts. And then rumors of a sex scandal with one of their teachers arises, and they all have their own secrets and their own personal agenda in light of that information. And so they join together and form the Speech and Debate Club at their high school in order to make their voices heard. It takes a really fresh look at the wonder and optimism of youth, and also focuses on these three adolescents who are on the brink of adulthood and in that sort of tackling these grown-up ideas and ambitions with this childish will and bravado.
You've been in operation for about a year now. What are your hopes for the future for Relative Theatrics?
You know, when I started this, I moved back to town and I didn't know how it was going to work. And I thought, I'm just going to try a few things and see what happens. And I've been really, really pleased to see that there's a desire for theater to be here. And so I plan on continuing to produce and bolstering this up to a staple in the community.
I've been speaking to Anne Mason, founder and producer of Relative Theatrics. Anne, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Speech and Debate runs August 29th and 30th, and September 5th and 6th at the Griffin Theater in Laramie. The Indiegogo campaign ends August 17th.